We're holding in Tesis's kasha. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, Tesis says, "Is mevuim the Gemara bekol duchpi." That Chayvelavi Mapotu Meibum Vechalitza and departed the Tzora. Frank Teisves, why? Say Esa Deichaloisa Se, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, say Esa Deichaloisa Se. And Einachanami de Arayas. But why we can't say Esa Deichaloisa Se and they could do Yibum Vechalitza? Yibum de Reise, Marabonne to do Chalitza, Gzeir Birashina to Birashnia. This is Tesis's kasha beetzim. Why Rabbi Akiva is poiter and gans? And Rabbi Akiva and Tesis bleib shver teimeleri. Now Maile Amrin and Rabbi Akiva leisi esse velitcha leisese. And it's pshita to the Gemara that alim at Rabbi Akiva you don't do yibum b'chay velavim. And we started to mention and this kasha is a poor tirutzim. It's the mesaderet, I think. We mentioned already three tirutzim. One teretz, we mentioned the teretz of Rav Zalman Sender, that have the Miluim's teretz, that the answer is, if Esed Deichaloisa says only Deicha for one beer, for one time, the Fishit Asrashi, but after the first time, the Erve comes back. So while the Erve will come back, will be Paki. Shitas Rashi, if an Isha becomes an Erve, the Isha goes off, it's Paki, does it Shitas Rashi. The male of Esa Deichaloisa will be matir one beer. But when that beer is finished, the Isra will come back. The male will be paki lefirashi. The male is okdav nemiluim. Ishus lezman is nishken ishus. Ishus lezman is nishken ishus. So while ishus lezman is nishken ishus, the male will not help to say Esa Deichaloisa because yibum is ishus. It's not only a ma'isek beer, it's a ma'isek kinyan, the first yesoy. Second yesoy, lefishit as rashi, ishus becomes a erve as paki. The third yesoy, ishus lezman is nishken ishus. Made up of these three yesoydes, zogdav nimiluim, teisis kasha is not a kasha. Lefishit as rashi, esek cannot be deicheloisa se lefir abakiva because it's a erve. Aye, the Gemara and the Gimel. We had the answer. Achisisha is different because the first one will be Paki. This was the Chap of Dav Nemiluim. About it, it's a Doichak. It's the Pashtas, the Loika, Gemara and the Gimel. To be mind me, the whole Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis only by Achisisha was a Doichak. But this was the Mahalach of Dav Nemiluim. One Teretz. The second Mahalach was the way the Rishonim answered Alibi the Reb Shleime. The Rishonim answered that Esa Deichaloisa takes off the Isu. But the Erve stays. And while the Erve stays, the Erve is a stirle yibu. And the Havamina, we didn't know that the Erve is a stirle yibu. And Oleo stayed that the Erve is a stirle yibu. So even if Esed Echeleza said, but Erve is a stirle yibu. So this is the answer of the Rishonim today. It doesn't help a difference if Esed Echeleza said, not Echeleza said, Erve is a stirle yibu. This is the teretz of the Rashbo, Ritva, Ramban, the way Reb Shleim explains them. Today is a klal, Erve is a stir leibum, so what will help Esa Deichaloisa say, Esa could take away Isurim, cannot take away Erve. So in the Kashu we learn, Abide Isur is not there, everything is good. Because there is a kosov that the Erve is a stir leibum, and Esa could, Deichaloisa could only take away Averas, cannot take away Shem Erve. Reb Shleim is right, Becheshman. Esa Deichaloisa could deal with Averas. Esa Deichaloisa could deal with Avera. Could Deicha Avera, especially Madgishit, that we could come to the Avona Sadvorim. Esa Deichaloisa could take away Avera. Esa Deichaloisa. Erve is the Metzias. If she's an Erve, she's an Erve. If she's not an Erve, she's not an Erve. But Mele Reb Shleimer learns that the Rishonim answered a very glad Teretz. Kozman, we didn't know that Erve is a stire le Yibum. We thought only that the Isur Koros is a stire. So we said, Leisi Esev Litchelaisese. If Esev will be doing Chelaisese Sheshbo Koros, you'll be doing Yibum even by Arayas. But the Teretz is Erve is a stir le yibum. Esed Chelaisese could never chip away the Erve. Erve is a stir le yibum. Ha'erva is a stirle evil. The man that is not tells of the Rishonim. So weit, that Weistois Teis has learned that Ha'erva is nishken stirle evil. Weistois, the Ha'erva is nishken stirle evil. Say that. The Erva is not a stir to Yibum, if you taste it. So, doichak. The whole Yibum is learning that the Erva is a stir to Yibum. Neither is Nishkan Erva, she's not a stir. Taste it the whole time, learns that the Erva is a stir to Yibum. Yeah? As they were pashtas. The third Nusach was Rebbe Ochber. Avada the Erva is a stir to Yibum, but Rebbe Ochber went up a step. And Rebbe Ochber said, but Esa de Chaloisese removes the Shem Erva also. Esa de Chaloisese removes the Shem Erva also. So if Esa Dechaloises, she's not a Erve. Because the Isur and the Erve are tied with each other. Why she's also? Because she's a Erve. So while the Esa is Decha the Isur, b'meile the Erve goes off. I want to be madgish. This is Be'etzem, the Akdom of Be'etzem to the Teretz that we want to say from Reb Chaim. Again, we know often in Gemaras that if Esa Dechaloises, you could do Yibum. If Esa Dechaloises, you could do Yibum Be'arayas. So Reb Shlomo came and said, "Avada, because the S is derech the Yisur, S is derech the Yisur, nothing left. But the Erva is a stira leibum, what will help S derech leisus say? Erva is a metzias, she's black, it's a metzias. You can't do yibum, she's a Erva. But maybe today, you know, S derech leisus and not derech leisus say we don't count that. Erva is a stira leibum, Maleo state, the Erva is a stira leibum. So you can't ask me a kash S derech leisus say, how about she's a Erva? What will help S derech leisus say? The Miller, Ramban, Rash, Baritma, everything is good. Chavilavi, Lefira, Bakiva is a Erva. Neither is not an Erva, so she is in the Parsha. And she's Ochi Meimo, is an Erva without a Kohl, she's out of the Parsha. Today you measure Erva and not an Erva. Everything is glad. Till very shvel, what Tesis learned. Came Rebbe Ochber, and I'm saying only this Chedek of Rebbe Ochber. Came Rebbe Ochber and said, the Erva and the Isur are from the same Shoyrish. So when the Esa is Deichaloisese, and he takes away the Isur, the Erva disappears. The Erva disappears. If the Erva and the Isur are not Tali with each other, and not Mitla Tali, so Shlema is right. The Isur goes out. Erva is a color. What Shach is the Esa Dechaloisa say? Esa Dechaloisa says, I'm allowed to do it. So I'm allowed to do it, but she stays colored. I'm allowed to do it. But she stays with what she has. So I'm allowed to do it, but she stays with what she has. So while she stays with what she has, I can't do it. Rebbe Ochber says, the Erva and the Isur is Hainuach. The Mele, if Esa or Bidechaloisa says, she will not be a Erva. So the Mele, it's not. So the Mele Tesis knows that the Erva is a stir leibum, but if Esa Dechaloisa is weiter pushes away the Erva. The Mele, the Marshal, neither there is not an Erva, avada she could do yibum. Tesis never said that someone that's not an Erva cannot do yibum. Only someone that is an Erva cannot do yibum. But even if she's an Erva, if Esa Dechaloisa the Shem Erva goes off. So what do Rishonim learn? And the Rishonim Rebbe Ochber had to come and say, they learn that the answer is the Erva is a stir leibum, not the pshat that the Erva is a stir leibum. No, the pshat is that it's a gilui that this issue doesn't have the mitzvah. Not that the Erva is a stir leibum, it's kilu a simon that this issue doesn't have the mitzvah. So while this issue doesn't have the mitzvah, the Meli, you can't say, yes, and this was Be'etzem, the build-up of the three shittas. I'm saying, now, without the cheshbon we said yesterday, that the Hainu, the first teretz, Zaytika teretz. Reb Shlomo says, Esa Dechaloises, and he's right. Esa Dechaloises could only take away the Yisur. Could never take away the Shem Erva. How it could take away the Shem Erva? Why? Because Reb Shlomo explains, and I want us to have this Yisur. Esa Dechaloises means, as Aveira is a mitzvah, go ahead. I go ahead, I moved away the Yisur. So I went away and I moved away the Yisur. But if she has a problem that she's an Erva, why the Erva will go off? Why the Erva will go off? She's an Isha that can't catch Kiddushin. She's an Erva. Doesn't catch. No. So is I very to make a beer to this lady? The Esa says, you don't have to. You're allowed to do the beer. So the Esa lets me to do the beer. So I will do the beer. The Esa gives me a kerch to do the beer. I will do the beer. So the Esa gave me a kerch to do the beer. But the Shem Erva is a Metzias. She's a Erva. So the Rishonim answered like this. At the beginning, we didn't know it's Gzeiras HaKosu. We just thought that we can't do Yibum. Ein Esa Deicha Leisa Shiyash Bekos. But if Esa would be Deicha, you could do Yibum. But when it's an Erva, Esa cannot be Deicha Erva. Came Rebbe Ochber and said no. If Esa de Chalaisa said, it takes away the Shem Elvin. It takes away the Shem Elvin. Why? They blundered together. The Elvin and the Isru come from the same Sheirish. And if Esa de Chalaisa said, I'm allowed to do the Isru, she's not an Elvin. And Rebbe Ochber had a raya. He said it was never a tzad that the Esa cannot take off the Elvin. Because if the Esa, cannot take away the Elvin, if the Esa cannot take away the Elve, so how the Gemara has a Hava Amina that you will do Yibum B'Yevama without Gzeras HaKosuv? Yibum is a Kinyan. A Kinyan is not Teifas in the Elve. How is the Salkedai Toch and Daf Gimel that Esa B'Doi Chaloysa say you will do Yibum in a Yevama, in a Elve? You're right, the Esa is Deicha de Isu. But she's a Elve. Ein Kiddushin Teifas in the Elve. Yibum is a Kinyan. How the Gemara had a Tzad that you could do Yibum? Has to be that the Esser could take off also the Shem Elve. Reb Shleimer is right that it doesn't make sense. But the Torah says the Yibum and the Isur is Hainuach. B'mele, if I'm allowed to do it, B'mele, she's not a Elve. It's Hainuach. It's Hainuach. Till in the way we learn Yevames, we learn with Reb Ochber the whole time. When we learn Daf Gimel, we ask, what will help Esser Dechaleisa say? Aber Yibum is a Kinyan. She's a Elve. And we said, the Esa, the Isru goes off, everything goes off together because it's one parsha. Reb Shleimer is very schwer to understand. How, if the Erve doesn't go off, so how that, only Xeras HaKosuv that the Erve is moved from the parsha. How is it so Kedai Toch Yehudu Yibum and Chayve Krisis? But Erve is not Tevis Kedushin and Yibum is a Kinyan. Yibum is not a, it's not Stama Maisa. Shleimer has Teres. But I want this building, this street Dodim, to be clear. I'm saying, I mastered it from yesterday, from Baruch Ber, from Yevames, Legabi, the Esa de Chaloisase. Tesis is coming with a kasha, Leisi, Esa velit Chaloisase. Dainu, noch alle Gemorres, nicht have a maskone, Tesis bleibt schwer, Esa de Chaloisase. Come, Zaitik et Eretz, Evne Meluim, Beseyla. Zog Reb Shleime, you're right, but the Erve stays. So till now, the Erve is not a shter by Reb Shleime. Why? Maybe he learned that Yibum is not a Kinyan. Maybe he learned that Kinyan Yibum is a different Kinyan. The Erve was not a shter if Reb Shleime. Now the Rishenim answer, noch the Gzeras HaKosuv is a shter. It's a shter to the Parsha of Yibum. And while noch the Gzeras HaKosuv is a shter to the Parsha of Yibum, Bemele, what will help Esa Deich Eloisa say? But you have a shter. So while Esa de Chaloisa you have a shtar, but maybe you can't do Yibum, it's no Esa de Chaloisa. You have a shtar. Esa takes away the Aveira, the shtar stays. The Esa doesn't chap the shtar. The shtar is a Zaitike Zach. This was Reb Shleime. Reb Ochber Reb Ochber, even for him it's Shver Reb Ochber. Reb Ochber didn't understand Reb Shleime, and I'm saying now, without the cheshbonis that we said yesterday, Yevamazdik. It's two parts. I think the shiur Reb Ochber is a separate shiur on this. Reb Ochber is not masking with Reb Shleime, forget about the system of Yevamaz. This was yesterday. He's not masking with this Havone that was pushed to Reb Shleime that the Erve stays. That the Esa de Chaloisa doesn't stir the Erve. Because if Esa de Chaloisa doesn't stir the Erve, if Esa de Chaloisa doesn't stir the Erve, and the Erve stays, you can't start to learn Yevamis. Yibum is a Kinyan. There's no tzad in the world that Yibum is not a Kinyan. Yibum is a Kinyan. And if Esa is not Doi Chaloisa, if Esa is not Doi Chaloisa, B'meile, there's no way to do it. If Esa is not Deich Aleisese, she yesh bekores, and it doesn't take away the Erve, you would never could do Yibum. And if from Daf Beis till Daf Tes state that if Esa Deich Aleisese, you could do Yibum in Arayas, the Erve could disappear. The Erve could disappear. Has to be that the Erve could disappear. Because if the Erve cannot disappear, you can't start Yevamis. So B'meil Rebel says, Reb Shleim is Tere, that the Erve stays, doesn't exist. Doesn't help. The stayer doesn't help. So what is the hesber? As them come, Reb Ochber says, Avad if Esther Chaloisa say, even if it's a erve, will be yibum. Everything will be pushed away. It's not a shayla bichlal. Now the Torah says the Rishonim meant to answer that Today it's not that the Erva Shtels, not that the Erva Shtels, not the Pshad is, it's a Gilui. It's a Gilui that such a Isha has moved from the Parsha. If it's a Gilui that such a Isha has moved from the Parsha, it's a Gilui that such a Isha has moved from the Parsha, but man, it's not as a Dechelosis. But if the Erva was there, it's a Dechelosis. And she will not be a Erva. Now the Teretz is, it's not that the Erva Shtels. It's a gilui that Isha Hashem never gave her a mitzvah. So Mele is no Esed Echeleisese. This was Reb Ochbel. After we know all of these tzitznodim, Rav Shach brought down from Reb Isaac Sher, from Reb Chaim, that they came and answered a fourth teretz. And after Miluim, the Rishonim like Reb Shleimer, Reb Ochbel, and they said a fourth teretz. We started the same yesterday. And again, this teretz is also the cheshbon, but it's also to take the Reb Ochbel to the next step. And here maybe we will have to really misamek in the oimek advorim. Again, from this chelik of Reb Ochbel, not of the Yevom is the chelik of Reb Ochbel. From this chelik of Esed Echeleises. And they came and they said like this. Rabbi Akiva said in Daf Tzadik Dalet, Daf Mem Dalet, that Chalitza is Kinyan. Chalitza is Kinyan. What is the pshat that chalitza is kinyan? Based chalutz anal, keivel shecholtzo, keilu she became his wife. Keilu she became his wife. So vayt, the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Dalet Alibed Rabbi Akiva, that if you make chalitza to a isha, you're not allowed to marry your sister. Not mid rabbanan achoyz chalutzo, achoyz kuko. Azei v'achoyz ishto. Azevi achois ishto is also midai reise. Achois chalutzoso is midai reise. Why? Because we look at it, kiilu, you married her. The chalitza is kiilu, you married her. If the chalitza is kiilu, you married her, so she's achois chalutza. And the Gemara calls it lefi Rabbi Akiva, chalitza is kinyan. So when Rabbi Akiva learns chalitza is kinyan, so b'meile, if you make a chalitza to isha, you can't marry your sister. You can't marry your sister. Chalitza is kinyan. Thus it is said from Rabbi Akiva. The Mele came a Rav Shach, Rabbi Ezra, and said, it's two nuschos, it's two chalokim. We'll say the first mahalach. If chalitza is kinyan, so what is chalitza? Marrying and divorcing bevasachas. If she's a erve, you can't do chalitza kinyan. You can't make a kinyan. So lefi Rabbi Akiva, how you will do chalitza b'chay v'lavim? If chay v'lavim is erva, you can't do chalitza. Not only b'chay v'lavim, b'chay v'krisis also. So lefi Rabbi Akiva, you can't do chalitza b'chay v'lavim. Even if Esed Echeleisese say, but chalitza you can't do. Why you can't do chalitza? Val she's erva. So b'meile, you can't make kiddushin by a erve. Ain't kiddushin toifsin by erve. So val ain't kiddushin toifsin by erve. So you can't do a kinyan and the chalutza. So val you can't make a kinyan and the chalutza. You can't make chalitza and the chalutza. Val she's a erve. Ain't kiddushin toifsin by erve. So if ain't kiddushin toifsin by erve, b'meile you can't do chalutza to chay v'lavim, and you can't do chalitza to chay v'krisis. B'meile, first the cheshbon, and then we'll go back to the lump. B'meile, zogt, steht in the Gemara mem dalet amud alef, and we'll see it in Yud amud beis, that is another klal. Kol she'ein oile lechalitze, ein oile leibu. Kol she'ein oile lechalitze, ein oile leibu. Not only kol she'ein oile leibu, men oile lechalitze, kol she'ein oile lechalitze, ein oile leibu. B'meile, val you can't do chalitza alibi de Rabbi Akiva. So b'meile, you can't do yibum alibi de Rabbi Akiva. So we have an answer. What are you asking a kasha? Leisi esa v'litcha leisa se. I have an answer. You're right that I could do bia, but I can't do chalitza. And val I can't do chalitza, because I can't do the kinyan, kol she'ein oile lechalitza, ein oile leibu. Kol she'ein oile lechalitza, ein oile leibu. Ah, you will ask me, but leisi esa v'litcha leisa se. So Reb Chaim, it's not a kasha bichlal. How the esa will be making me a chetimtze to make chalitza? I want to make chalitza. I go over to the isha and I'm trying to make chalitza. What is chalitza? A kinyan. So I try to make a kinyan chalitza in the isha. What is to marry her and to divorce her? She's a rayas. How I can marry her? What do you say? Esedei chalitza. Say the B'chaim, what will help her esedei chalitza? What is the esed? To do chalitza. I go over, I try. It doesn't go. How the esed will take away the shame erve? How the esed will make that I don't have a problem? How the esed will make that I don't have a problem? I will explain. When I want to do a bia by a isha, that she's an erve. So Reb Shlomo said, Taka, you could do the mitzvah, but the erve you can't peel off. It's dear. Came Reb Ochber and explained, the erve and the isur is one thing. If I'm allowed to touch the isur, so it means the isur disappears, so the erve disappears. When I want to do chalitza, and I don't have the ability to do chalitza, why? Because I can't do a kinyan. And I have a mitzvah to do chalitza. The mitzvah will give me a kayach that I'll have a kinyan? I'll ask you a shayla. There's a mitzvah to get married. No ladies left in the world, only one little girl. Ketana. So listen, I have a mitzvah to marry you. She said, yeah, but I'm a ketana, you know, I can't, I don't have a das. And I said, and you marry her? Why not? Why not? Don't you? Why not? Why not? She doesn't have a das. I'm salting das inside. She's an elder. I can't do kiddushin. How do chalitza? I can't change her. What, the mitzvah said she could change? She's an erve. Ain't kiddushin toif sim erve. So again, Reb Shlomo learned, this brings us back, that never Esther could take away the erve. And if you remember right in Daf Gimel, this is the kasha. What will help Esther de chalitzas and yevames? Zog Reb Shlomo, but the erve you can't take away.
Why didn't Esther de come first?
Come what? Make her a gdela? What? This is another question. If we can handle the yibum. Well, this is the second part of the chiddush. It's two chiddushim. They also will see a big chiddush. I'm saying, the yesoid advorim, what do I explain? This is the masu matan Reb Shlomo and Reb Ochber. This is another part that was built in this sugya. Be'etzem Reb Shlomo and Reb Ochber, kol gdela ilum came and said, something is wrong in the ganze esed de chalaisus of Yevamos. The esed could be doiched the yisu. The Esther could be doiched the isu. The Esther could be doiched the isu. Yibum is a kinyan. If you have a rabakive, Yibum is a kinyan. Yeah, for sure. Yibum is a kinyan. But not chalay leisho. Nasek ish lechol davo. Again, so Reb Shlomo learned the Erbeg really can't. This was Reb Shlomo's time. So Bobes says, how you can do Yibum? Obviously, the mitzvah takes away the erve. Zog Reb Chaim, this is, and Bobes said it, when I'm doing the Isur, so while the Isur is too loaded from the erve, if Hashem lets me to do the Isur, the erve has to go off. Because I'm not allowed to marry an erve. So if the Esed de Chalaisa say, it's matter the Shem erve. Maybe it's not in Lutro Vetchuyo, but as Reb Ochber gizog, on them is no pshat. Zog Reb Chaim, Reb Ochber, this is good when I'm doing the Isur. But when I'm going to do Chalitza, I'm not shepping a Isur. Stam, I want to do a kinin and I can't. Dor Reb Shlomo is for sure right that I can't do it. I'm saying, we're saying this teretz not only for Echetimtze, no hateretz of the Kashem. Be'etzem, in this teretz, be'etzem, comes out that we Reb Shlomo is right, the like Reb Ochber. Reb Shlomo was right that Esed de Chalaisa could move Averis, cannot change a Metzius. Mishuma, we have to say to understand Yevamos. So he said, this is what Rishonim answered. The Erve is a shtel. Before we didn't think that the Erve is a shtel. So Reb Ochber, if we know Yibum is a kinyan, Erve has to be Alamo a shtel. On them you can't do a kinyan. So Reb Shlomo learned maybe the kinyan is a different kind of kinyan. Who said? They asked Reb Shlomo, said, how you could say that the Erve is not a shtel? Only because the Gzeiras HaKosu. He said, I can't do kiddushin. Maybe kinyan and Yibum is a naya parsha. Reb Shlomo learned that mitzad Yevomes, the Erve never could disappear. The Erve has to stay. The Erve could not disappear. Yevomes doesn't take away Erves. If the Avamin had only took away Surim and you manage with Yibum. They asked Reb Shlomo, how Taka? We know Yibum is a Kinyan. He said, it's a new kind of marriage. It's a new kind of marriage. But why you can't make Kaddish Isha? Hashem said, Yibum is a different kind of marriage. Verzok says, Tira, Kiddushin don't work. Maybe even was under a marriage. Those exist. I cost that the Elva shtels. So then you never could. Elva, you never could have take off. Hesek could never take off shtels. Hesek could take away Surim, not shtels. Now the Havana, we didn't know that it's shtel. Exist. I cost that it's a shtel. That's Reb Shleim. Reb Ochber came and said, we know that a Yibum is a stira to the Erve. This is a glatt svore. As even after Miluim was pushing to him, that Erve is a stira to Yishus. Zog Reb Ochber, avadel fi de Ava, I mean that the Isu takes away the shtel. And everyone knows that. And Bemele, I can learn pshat in the Rishonim. I can learn pshat in the Rishonim that the Erve is a shtel. Because Esed Echeloises takes away the shtel. This is the reason Reb Ochber said everyone agrees that Erve is a shtel, but Esed Echeloises said takes away shtel, the Rishonim meant something new. That it's a gilui. Because on them Erve is a shtel, and you can't do evil. So Reb Chaim, okay, so what Reb Ochber explained, why Taka the shtels goes off? Because the Isur comes from the Shem Erve. Well, the Isur comes from the Shem Erve, so Bemele. If you take away the Shem Erve, the Shem Isur, the Erve goes off. This is what I'm doing Yibum. Or when I'm doing Chalitza, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, Chalitza is Ginyan, she's an Erve now. What will take off the Shem Erve? Stam Esser doesn't take off. Even if Reb Ochber, only when I'm taking off the Isu, then I could take off the Shem Erve also. But I'm not taking off the Isu, there's no time that I could take off the Shem Erve. This is the mute. You're going back. I don't want to go into that part of the Cheshmen of Yivamis. He's speaking about Legabi, this Chelek. Does in the Teretz, Bemele Rabbi Akiva Leshitoso, we have a Chisoron of Kol She'ein Oile Lechalitza, Ein Oile Leibu. We have a Chisoron of Kol She'ein Oile Lechalitza, Ein Oile Leibu. The world came and they asked, but we learn in this Reb Chaim, in this Avi Ezri, we learn another Tesefes. And this is what you're asking, Mendy. Be'etzem, you're right. They can't take off the Shem Erve. If I want to do Yibum, I could do Yibum. And if I would want to do Yibum, I would do Yibum. The Isur would go off. The Erve would go off. So the Erve is off. So now I can't do Chalitza. So it's not a real kasha. But again, this is the way we'll ask. What are we answering? We're answering that you can't do Chalitza Kinyan because she's a Erve and it's a Shter. And Val Erve is a Shter, but Mele, you can't do it. For the Mitzvah Yibum, the Erve goes off. Because to take away the Isur, the Erve goes off. If you want to do a Maisa Yibum, the Erve will go off. Val, if you want to do a Maisa Yibum, the Erve will go off. Because when the Isur goes off, the Erve goes off. So Val, for Mitzvah Yibum, the Isur goes off. The male of the Erve goes off. So this Isha already now is not an Erve Be'etzim. If she's Be'etzim, not an Erve now, so why I can't do Yibum? If she's an Erve, why I can't do Yibum? If she's not an Erve, why I can't do Yibum? I'll be allowed to do Yibum. But the Teretz says, it's not an Emes Akashe. It's not the Pshat that the Erve goes off completely. Avada the Erve doesn't go off. When I will want to do a Maisa Bia, so Bemele, the Erve will go off, clapping the Maisa Bia that I have to do. Or Berafazeva, that I'm going to do Chalitza, and I'm nine to go. So Bemele, it's not off. It's not off completely. It's off the Bia. It's not the Pshat that it's off completely. If I want to do a Maisa Bia, I can't do a Maisa Bia because it's a Isur. The Isur goes off. Aisha's a Erve. And the same time, the Shem Erve also goes off. At the same time, the Shem Erve also goes off. Oh, but this is only if I want to do a Maisa Bia. But if I'm not going to do a Maisa Bia, and I'm not going to do a Chalitza, Avada, the Shem Erve stays. Avada, the Shem Erve stays. It's not the Pshat that it goes off. It's Mitle Tole Vekoi. It's Mitle Tole Vekoi. Very glad. Esa dechaleisase, it's dear. Just the esa is dechaleisase. Again, the vash is a erve. The vash is a erve. A erve is a stira to yibum, a stira to kiddushin. If you do mitzvah yibum, it's doicha de isu. Val is doicha de isu, the erve goes off. That's the chiddush of Baruch Be'er. This is the chiddush of Baruch Ber. So b'meil levad is the chiddush of Baruch. It's only if you do it b'shas ma'aseh. But if you don't do it b'shas ma'aseh, b'meil it doesn't help. No, again, doesn't help.
Why?
It's the whole esbel. Doesn't help. Successful. Again, chalitza is no. Again, you can't. Esa is not doicha elbet. This is the whole thing. Reb Shleimer is right. The Esa cannot take off Shem Elbet. Reb Shleimer was right. Reb Ochber was never choilek. This is what we're trying to say. Reb Ochber was never choilek and Reb Shleimer. That an Esa cannot take off a Shem Elbet. Only while the Isur goes off and the Isur is Giboit and Elve, so the whole thing goes off.
Because you need afterwards to change the concept.
Only Mishas Mais? Only Mishas Mais? But not Mishas Mais and Ish? For the Mais, but when I'm not doing the Mais, Avad and Elve is there. Avad and Elve. Elbe is a stir at the evil. But if it's a mitzvah's esse, the esse could take off the isur. But not the pshat
hashis. Why you said esse? Because it's a stir at the evil. Remain is not
evil. No, the gzeras akosu. Going after that. Listen, this is not a baruch bel. The gzeras akosu. We're not going. We're going with Rabbi Akiva. We're going with esse. We're not going with the rishonim. The baruch bel is not. It's two parts, I said. It's a Yevomis part. This is we ois cheshbin in Gansin yesterday. Chutz from the Yevomis part is another part in the whole system, Reb Shleimer, Reb Ochber, the whole Avonas Advorim of the Sugya, the Erve is a stir le'ibum, the Esa takes off the Erve or not. Reb Shleimer said, never. No Shaychas, there's no way. Reb Ochber explained, Val the Isur is told it will go off. We explained, this only goes off when you do the Yibum. But when you're going to do Chalitza, Val klapi chalitze, you're not taking it off, so the melee doesn't go off. So it's a very glad zach. Because chalitze is not kinyan. Chalitze is not a kinyan. Only for Rabbi Akiva.
Where is
Chavilov?
Only
six
kedushas.
It's a shesach. Chavilov. Rabbi Akiva.
Where is Chavilov?
Rabbi Akiva.
It's not a
kasha,
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva.
I want to go one more step. It's not Isu. Isu is a beer. The Welt, I forgot the name, one of the Achronim says, if we're already saying this Tikkun Torah, he could say better. One of the Achronim. If Rabbi Akiva holds Chalitza as Kinyan, so he has a new Teretz of Tesis as Kasha, it's a Kinyan, it's a married, and it goes off, and this doesn't go off, and this does go off. Aganze. Zogter, he has a Poshta Teretz. One of the Gdoyle Oilam, I just forgot his name. Zogter, he has a Poshta Teretz. If Chalitza is Kinyan, so he thinks it's Poshet, that Rabbi Akiva has to hold that Yibum v'Chalitza is the same mitzvah. What the Gemara says in Daf Chof, that Chalitza b'mokim Yibum lav mitzvah, Chalitza mokim Yibum is lav mitzvah. Shmulim, Chalitza mokim Yibum is lav mitzvah. The Gemara says in Daf Chof, it's only if Chalitza is not a Kinyan. But if Chalitza is a Kinyan, so Avada, you can't say that Chalitza b'mokim Yibum lav mitzvah. You can't say Chalitza mokim Yibum lav mitzvah. It's Kinyan. He has Rayas. Mele, he says, what for a taste for Sakash, Lefira Bakivele, Esadechalais, Efshar Bechalitza? Efshar Bechalitza? The Gemara says in Nafchov, the Mokim Shefshar Lekayim Shteyim, we don't say Esadechalais. The Mokim Shefshar Lekayim Shteyim, we don't say Esadechalais. I want to explain. Mele, while we don't say Esadechalais, so b'meile, she stays erve. B'meile, she stays there. So B'meile, this is a stay. So B'meile, what do you ask? Kasha leisi yaseh v'litcha leisaseh. But the Torah says, you can't say yaseh deicha leisaseh. V'al efshar b'chalitza. V'al efshar b'chalitza. So B'meile, what he wants to say, so the answer is not deicha leisaseh. So now listen, here you have to be a balkishan. So B'meile says like this. One of the girl, I think B'shem Rabban, just because I don't want to say B'shmoit. So B'meile, you can't say Esa Deicha Leisaseh. So if the Esa is not Deicha Leisaseh, so she's an Erva, right? If she's an Erva, she's Mufka from Yibum. Because she ain't even able to Chalitza, so B'meile, you can't do Chalitza. Rabbi Kiva says she's Potu Miyibum and Chalitza. Frek Teises, Leisi Esa V'litcha Leisaseh. So Erva, Lefi Rabbi Kiva. As Epshel Bechalitza, so you can't say Esadech Eloisese. So if you don't say Esadech Eloisese, she's a Erve. If she's a Erve, she's Mufka from the Parsha. So she's Mufka from the Parsha, so you can't do Chalitza. So it's not Epshel Bechalitza. So it's a Galgal. It's a Galgal. Leat. If we're not be rebellion, we'll say that it's Shtusa.
If the Teretz is so pushing, then the discussion
will
start.
No, Fakir, we don't understand the Teretz. So it's not Efshu Bechalitza. Punk Fakir, it doesn't make sense what he said. A minute, no chamot. Again, I think the Iker Avon of the Sugi is done. Again, he's saying a Teretz. Let me mask him with the Yesodis that he says, because I want the Iker, the Negea, the Shaila, the Gabi Aravon. He says, the Fira Bakiva, Val Efshar Bechalitza, the Mele Val Fira Bakiva Chalitza is Kinyan, is called Efshar Bechalitza. So the Mele is no Esed Echeloisese. So if it's no Esed Echeloisese, so bleibt der Erwe. Bleibt der Erwe, Erwe is Mufka vom Yibu. The Gemara says, why the Gemara has two terutz? It's two sugyas, Yeruchim. It's a sugya chof amud beis. The Gemara says that why chayvelavim you can't do yibum two terutzim. One terutz gzei rabbi or ishay nootu biyoshniyo. Second terutz val efshar bechalitza. Not negati kol sheina oile. I mean, this is the Gemara on every chayvelavim. It's a different Gemara. Why you don't do chalitza and chayve krisis? But in chayve lavim that you do chalitza, why you can't do bia? Esed echeloisus. The Gemara has two terutzim. One terutz gzei rabbi rishayno to bia shniyo. Second terutz is efshar bechalitza. Zokter Tesis is bets and taking the kash of the Gemara of Chof Amud Beis and says the Fira Bakiva say Esed echeloisus. So why she's moved from the parsha? Zokter, we have a second terutz of the Gemara. Efshar b'chalitza. The Gemara is doichet chalitza mokim yibum lav mitzvei. The middle of the Gemara states with the first teretz of bia shniya. So like the Alibi Rabbi Kiva, we don't have the tchir of the Gemara. The middle of the Rabbi Kiva, the middle you can do yibum, you only can do chalitza. First anoche. If that is nochein, aber do shteyla she's potom yibum v'chalitza. Says, yeah, if it's no eser deichela, he says she's nocha erve. Erve is potom, oleo. Tesis knows that the Erve is potu. Are we medayik in Tesis that b'chayvelavim ve'ese avada she's potu in gans. Tesis is masking with the Rishonim that the Erve is stirele yibu. This was the whole Reb Shleimer, Reb Orbe, everyone, and we would say that Nochem, Tesis is masking that if someone is an Erve, she's potu. Tesis didn't ask, we said from Reb Nochem, v'im toimar, my time with the Rabbi Kiva, she's potu michalitze. He knows the Erve is potu miyibu. He knows that the Erve is potu miyibum. He's asking over leisi ese velitchilaisese. Let the ese to take away the shame Erve, and b'meile you could do yibum. Let the Erve, the ese to take away the shame Erve, and b'meile you could do yibum. This was Teis's kasha. The Teretz says, here you can't say ese deichilaisese. Why? Because efshar bechalitza, this is his cheshbon. Valis, efshar bechalitza, you can't say ese deichilaisese. Aber the Teretz is, so b'meile, you can't say Esed Echeloisese. So b'meile, the Erve doesn't go off. When the Erve doesn't go off, she's Mufka from the Parsha. She's Mufka from the Parsha. So the Shaila is, if she's Mufka from the Parsha, so it's Efshar Bechalitza. So this is a Galgal. So b'ashkofa Rishayna, this is a Shtusim. B'ashkofa Rishayna, she's Shtusim. But if I remember correct, the way they say that Rabban said it, he said it, and Edwin, I think he couldn't even finish the shir. Yeah, they thought that the Rabban and the Cheshvin. Yeah. The Teretz is, Dr. Baron, if we're learning the way we're learning Tesis now, Klo, with Reb Ochber, with Reb Shleime, Tesis is masking that the Erve is a Stira Leibum. If she's a Erve, and it's a Stira Leibum, what is your problem that the Galgal doesn't finish? What is the problem that the Gilgal doesn't finish? Love is, I ask you a shayla. Hashem said that the Erve cannot do Yibum. You have a problem with it? The Erve can't do Yibum. Erve can't do Yibum. No, what's the kasha? The Esse, the Chaleisa say, will remove the Erve. The Teretz is, if you want it to remove, you could do it somewhere else. So it can remove. But after it doesn't remove, it's Afkoy from the Parsha. What I'm not doing Yibum is not because I Efsho Bechalitze. I'm not doing Yibum because Hashem told me not to do Yibum. Just you're asking, come with Esed Dechaleisese and remove the Erve. Val Becheshben, I would not have an Esed Dechaleisese, I have a mute. If I can't do Yibum because Ein Esed Dechaleisese, so you tell me, what are you telling me Efsho? And you're not telling me Efsho. I'm telling you it's a mute. Erve is a stira le Yibum. Erve is a stira le Yibum. And Erve, you can't do Yibum. We know Erve is a stira leibum. We understand but we have a way to push away the Erve. Do Esed Echaleisese. That tells you can't do that because if Efsho Bechalitze, so maybe you can't do that. When you can't do that, the Erve stays. If the Erve stays, so it's not Efsho Bechalitze. Doesn't make a difference. When the Erve stays, it's Afkoy from the Parsha. So don't go, I don't know who is right. You don't do chalitza. Taisa says you don't do it. Taisa says you don't do it if you drink Rabbi Kiva. We don't do. We learn in Taisa 100 times. We don't do it if you drink Rabbi Kiva chalitza. Bechol duch te pshite leile hashas that you don't. Stam in the Yevamah, that's not a chayv elavi, you do chalitza. You do chalitza, no more yevamim. Rabbi Lavin, you don't do chalitza lefi Rabbi Akiva. Tesis came with a chap. Leisi esa v'dichel leisa se. So they tain, I'm saying, no chabot. That lefi Rabbi Akiva, if we say, I'm saying, it's not mucha, the shtikul teira, to say that lefi Rabbi Akiva chalitza kimian. I don't think Rabban said it for the chap. Rabban came to say it for the avonas advorim. That we're learning in Tesis that the erva is mufka from the parsha. Just if esa d'ichel leisa se, so you could remove it. Val is a galgal. So the gal goes back and forth. So you can't remove it. So when you can't remove it, you potter and ganzen. And every galgal, you don't know what to do when it's a galgal. Here the pshat is be'etzem, the erve is a shter. Erve is a stir le yibum. Erve shters yibum. Tesis is masking that erve shters. Tesis game chob achap. I will remove the erve. Esed echeleises, I will remove the erve. And if I will remove the erve, I can do the yibum. And at that we're trying to find terutzim. It's already 5 terutzim. Let the Esa dechaleisa say. The answer here, the Esa cannot be dechaleisa because it's Efsha bechalitza. So b'meile, the Esa can't be doiche. In the middle that the Esa cannot be doiche is afkoy from the parsha. So is afkoy from the parsha. So what?
What?
There's no Esa. But there's no problem. Very good. So stays also. So you don't have a problem that the galgal is not this galgal. If it's not afkoy from the parsha, so you tell me, what do you mean efshar? In a minute you tell me that it's not efshar. I'm saying, if it's an esser, it's efshar. So because of that, it's not an esser. So b'meile val is not an esser, b'meile is afkoy from the parsha. B'meile is afkoy from the parsha. Maybe one more hasafe, the taste of sarosh. It's already 5, or maybe Teisarosh brings down 2 more terutzim. We'll say only one of them. Teisarosh brings down the kasha. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, leisi esa velitche leisus. The kasha from Teisus. We know Avne Miluim, Shleimer, Reb Ochber, Rabbi Akiva Kini in the first teretz, Rabbi Akiva Kini in the second teretz. Zog de Teisarosh, I have nocha teretz. Zog de Teisarosh, the Gemara nu mishuma. That Rabbi Akiva learns like Rabbi. אם אין לקוחים באחס, אין לקוחים בשנייה. אם אין לקוחים באחס, אין לקוחים בשנייה. ומילא, רב עקיבא לרנז, אם אין לקוחים, לקוחים means תפיסס קידושין. Like Tesis says, זה דיבור המאסר כל איך. So, ואל לקוחים means תפיסס קידושין. ואל לקוחים means תפיסס קידושין. במילא, רב עקיבא הולס, כל אישו שאין בתפיסס קידושין, שזמוב כפון דפרשה. כל אישו, that doesn't have תפיסס קידושין, שזמוב כפון דפרשה. Those the terrors of the Tesaros. And here is a mitzvah l'yashev. The teretz alein is a very nice teretz. Six teretz on the kasha. Why lefi Rabbi Akiva? Chai velavim anat mispotum yivim v'chalitze. Ay, esu dechaloyseze. Teretz Rabbi Akiva learns like Rabbi. Teretz Rosh is doiche that in Shas it works out nishta zay. And Rabbi Akiva is not like Rabbi. Zay tike cheshboines. But it brings down that Rabbi Seinu wanted an answer. Rabbi Akiva alta zay vi Rabbi. That you learn out from Velokho, kol she'en lekuchim ba'achas, en lekuchim ba'shniyo. And Val is not tfisas kiddushim, b'meile, she's not called that yesh bo lekuchim, b'meile, she's moved from the parsha. That's the terrace of the Teisarosh. That's the terrace of the Teisarosh. Freg the world, it's a steer in Teisarosh. Without Teisarosh and Dafches, you can learn Pshat in Teisarosh here that he means that as a klal, kol she'en lekuchim ba'achas and lekuchim ba'shniyo, what means kol she'en lekuchim? That she's in the parsha of Tfisas Kiddushim. The Isha has, like Teisa says in the Babasul Kolecha, like the Agos Chasam Sefer explained, lekuchim ba'alme. Lekuchim ba'alme. That she has to be roi ba'alme le Tfisas Kiddushim. If she's not roi ba'alme le Tfisas Kiddushim, it doesn't help. She has to be roi ba'alme le tfisas kiddushin. It's very gishmak. But Teisarosh himself in Daf Ches Amud Beis asks Akasha. He says you can't say that it's not called roi le lekuchin because if Esa deicha loisa se, so she's roi le lekuchin. Teisarosh himself in Daf Ches Amud Beis says that how Rebbe learns kol she'en lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shniya. Why she's ein lekuchim ba'achas? If Esa deicha loisa se, it's called lekuchim. The whole Bochmer, if Esa deicha loisa se, so it's called lekuchim. So Teisarosh in Daf Ches says Rebbe learns kol she'en lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shniya because Rebbe holds erve guf elay tzrich ekro. But if erve guf tzrich ekro, if Esa deicha loisa she yesh bekores, you can't say Rebbe. And here Teisarosh, it looks like loy miroya echod nemru, loy miroya echod nemru. Be'etzem Teisarosh here says it's not called roy le lekuchim ba'alme. Teisarosh in Daf Ches says who said ba'alme? If Esa deicha loisa se, so b'meile she is roy le lekuchim. If Esa deicha loisa se, she is roy le lekuchim. Why are you saying that she's not roy le lekuchim? She is roy le lekuchim. The mitzvah to meyash of the Teisarosh. Lama zan abisul the Gemara vayter. Zog the Gemara. So what do you tell me? Be plugged to loy komayri. Vo be shamay. We'll see two, three lines in the Gemara. Just the Yesoidus. Vo be shamay matirim es atzoris leachim. ובישיל אלו ישראל שטייטן משנה צורס צורס אז מחלקס בשמי ובישיל אל ופלוגת אלו יקומי ופלוגת אלו יקומי ופלוגת אלו יקומי זוג דגמורה והרי יש סוחיב שלו היו בוי לא מוי דפליג רב שימן ורבונון וקטוני רב שימן הולד בשלו היו בוי לא מוי יקדולים איבו זוג דגמורה בנוילד ולבסויף ייבם לא יפליגי רב שימן. You write that רב שימן הולד that שלו היו בוי לא מוי יקדו איבו, but this is only when he was born after his brother made איבו. אבל נוילד ולבסויף ייבם לא יפליגי רב שימן. ואומר רב אוישי יכול לקוי רב שימן אף בראשוינו הו עצב רב אוישי. So לא מזנדו דרשי רב שימן פוליק בישי סוחיב של הוי הבוי לא מוי בפרק שני ומה צריך להיחליצה דבר דרשה שזה זה תאו סויפר here ומה צריך להיבום ואז מה צריך להיחליצה זוהי דרשה שזה לאו דווקא רב שימן עוד שלא יבוא אלא מיוקדו ייבום. Why Rashi says מה צריך להיחליצה? אבל אוקדם, אז ניסן לפטורו. ומשני בנויר בסייפים הם ליפוליג רב שימן איכד הם מייסרובים בליבוני ועד שלא ייב מושימן נוילד לוי אחרי הם ואוידנו סקוקו לייבום ואויסו לא יסורו בנפיל הזו משום איש הסורב שלה בילומוי וייב מושימן ומייס בליבונים מויד הרב שימן שאסורו ללוי הויל ונסרו אולוב שואחס בנפיל הראשוינו וחיפולי רב שימן באיבם שימן עשה שסרובן ואחר כך מילד לוי ומי שימן דאוסם שור אלי רב שימן ליבומה דלוי נוף לו לפונו מכוח רישי מכוח רובן אוכיב שמייס כבר ולוי נעשרו עליו כלום מכוח שימן שאויה בו אילה מוי ואומר רב שימן איצוב רב חלי רב שימן אף ברישיין אז רב נוחי מוצא על המול when he mentioned a couple of times it's the first time in Yevomis that state נעשרו It's the first time in Yevomis that Rashi says Nesro. We saw all the places in Yevomis that says Nesro, Nochem learned that it's not Nesro. I will explain. Rashi is explaining why Lefi Reb Shimon is Mutar Dafka Noilad Velebasoif Yibe Velebasoif Noilad and not Noilad Velebasoif Yibe. So Rashi, because Lefi Reb Shimon came in She Nesro Olav Shoachas Nesro Olav Eilomis. So Reb Nochem Azeh. We hold Shalai Hoya Ba'ilomoy is also. Why? The Kurve of Shalai Hoya Ba'ilomoy will never have a heter. So you don't have to come to Nesro. No, Shalai Hoya Ba'ilomoy on Nesro. That's the Ganze Tayyip Reb Nochem. We hold Shalai Hoya Ba'ilomoy never has a heter Le'ibum. As Eve Ishisachiv Me'imoy never has a heter Le'ibum. So you don't have to come to Nesro. That Ishisach is never Mutar Le'ibum. Even when the filo shniya, even when the filo shlishis, that is a sach is never mutar leibu. That is a sach is never mutar leibu. Ma she'engel lefi Reb Shimon, if was yibum ve'achar kach noilad, so we say that val his bo mikoyach ha'sheini, it's matir de ish a sach of the first one. It's matir de ish a sach of the first one. So lefi Reb Shimon, what is the difference noilad ve'yibem ve'achar kach noilad, noilad ve'achar kach yibem? Here you have to come to Nesro. So I'm nochem leshitaseinu shelo ba'ilomo yes osu. Even if it's coming mikoyach 1, 2, 3 that the other brother married and now is yibum and is a mitzvah yibum mikoyach d'sheini, but the ishesach from the first one never has a heta. It doesn't have to come to Nesro. That ishesach was a never in parshas yibum. That ishesach is mufka from the parsha. Val dat is shesach is mufka from the parsha. Val dat is shesach is mufka from the parsha. B'meile, it doesn't have to come to Nesro. This is what Reb Nochem said. Is shesach in the email was mufka from the parsha. So what if it's 1, 2, 3? I, Alamo, why are you allowed to miyabem? Is shesach is not a stir leibum. But is shesach shalei b'ilama is a stir leibum. B'meile, Rashi learns, Sai, noilat v'achar kech yibem, yibem v'achar kech noilat. This is Loshon Rashi in the Mishneh on Nesro. But Reb Shimon learns that if my second brother made Yibum and then I was born, so while I'm coming Mikoy Choy, it's matter the Yisurei Shesach of the first one. If it's matter the Yisurei Shesach of the first one, if this is the Koyach, then it's matter the Yisurei Shesach of the first one, B'meile, so why B'Yibim B'Noilad V'Achakach Yibim? It's also, let the second one to be matter the Yisurei Shesach of the first one. The Talmud says, the reason it can't be matter the Yisrael of the first one, because Kevon Shenesro of Shoachas, Nesro of Elomis. Zog Digmore Vaiter, Vomar Abiyuda Omarav, Echenton Rabchir, Bekulam Anikoy Reboem, Asur Leze Muteres Leze, Vasur Is Leze Mutoris Leze, Vachois Shiyavim Toy Choletes Oimis Yabemes. Shteido in the Mishneh, not the Cheshboinus of the Gemara, that the Tanev of the Mishnah says two chidushim. One chidush that Arayas apotur miyibum, and another chidush that Anikoy Rebeze Asur Lezeh Muteres Lezeh Asur Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, and the Gemara makes the Cheshbon. Someone used to say the Pshat. It's a Gemara, you have to always give Cheshbon the Pshat. Remember Rav Shach, I was learning in Ponovich. He was learning this blat, and after 5 minutes, he closed the Gemara. So we asked him, what happened? He said, when I was young, after 5 minutes, I mamash knew it. Past 5 minutes, I'm not closing the Cheshbonos. I'm really old, I don't know how to learn Gemara. Because when I was a bacher, 5 minutes, I had the whole cheshbon glad when I tried to do it the first time. And now I'm already over 5 minutes and I'm stuck in the cheshbonus. Who is the brothers? Who are the sisters? But what? The Gemara is trying to make a cheshbon. But what is the knesh? What is if you mask with the knesh, it gives a geschmack to learn this amud. Arayas apotu meibu. We make sense. Now the Gemara says another halacha. If two Yevomas fall Yibum, dainu, two brothers die, Reuben and Shimon, and they married to two sisters, so I can't do Yibum to one of them, because I'm a Pegeya be'achoy skukosay. Right? If I have two brothers married two sisters, and both of them die, I have two parshas of Yibum, so I can't do Yibum because I'm Pegeya be'achoy skukosay. Zog the Gemara, but if one of them is a Erve, so I could marry the other one because she's not a chayis kukosai. And if this one is a erve, I could marry the second one because she's not a chayis kukosai. The Hainu, the Tana is saying that erve is mufka from the Yibum, legamri, legamri, legamri. Don't think the pshat, the erve is only ein esa deichel esa sheyesh bekores, and I'm not allowed to do it. The erve cleans her out that she's not a chayis kukosai. If I can do Yibum, maybe even if I can do Yibum, but she's epis there, you know, I can't do it, I can't touch it. But she's a little bit achayis bezikis somehow. Zog the Gemara, the Braisa was moisif, arayis are out twice. They out to themselves, and they out that they clean the other one that I could do Yibum. It's not stam, you read the Gemara, it looks like, and Punkip Satana here said epes, and now we have to break the head that will work out all of the cheshbonos. This Tana was mercy for Isofe, how one takes out the other one, and the other one takes out the other one. Be'ezus Hashem, Yom Rishon, I want to start. Taisus Daf Yudah Mudalef Balas Atnai is a big Taisus. Daf Gena Rain Duch and Duch. I want right away that we could start Daf Yudah Mudalef Dibra Maschil Eilu.